Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, okay.
KUTX.
Hey, this is Nico, Jaime, and Eric with Superfónicos, and this is My KUTX. For this next hour, we'll be playing whatever we want, so we're going to give you a little bit of the Afro-Colombian funk, kind of our background inspirations for this upcoming release, Suelta, which just came out October 5th. Very excited about that. We're playing ACL Fest on October 14th, Sunday, at 12:15 over at the Tito stage. So come on through, say hello.
And we're going to hear El Gusto de las Mujeres by Paito y los Gaiteros de Punta Brava.
Thank you.
So this was Paito and Gaiteros de Punta Brava. He's like a living legend of the black gaita. He was in Texas in 2017 for the Huepa Festival. And the rhythm that he was playing is merengue. It's like one of the most up-tempo songs, like an example of an up-tempo song of the gaita tradition. And he's like a Jimi Hendrix of the gaita. He's a living legend. He lives in Colombian Caribbean coast, and he's definitely like a huge influence for Superfónicos and for most of, or a lot of, like the people that is bringing this instrument to the 21st century. We're gonna hear now some Carmelo Torres. This is accordion. He's alive too. He's been in Austin almost a year ago. He was here, and we are gonna listen to Tierra de Poetas.
Claro que sí, tan nacintero de pura cepa. vayas a olvidar. Y si te encuentras por ahí con un blanquito que con tu plata te quiere enamorar, acostate de tu negrito que te canta la purísima verdad.
Hi, this is Nico, Jaime, and Eric from the Austin band Superfónicos, and we are the guest DJs on KUTX Austin. This hour, we're playing whatever we want to play. It's my KUTX.
So we just heard Abelardo Carbono with a track called Palenque, and Abelardo is the king of champeta guitar. And it's a mix of a lot of different styles, African guitar styles. You hear cumbia influence in there, but it's very based on African rhythms and African sounds, which is very common in that in the Caribbean. So up next, we got Waganda Kenya, and they're an interesting band because it's basically Discos Fuentes is one of the major record labels in Colombia in the 70s, 60s, 50s, and even now, they're huge. And this band, Waganda Kenya, was put together by Fruco Estrada, who is probably one of my biggest influences, bass player, band leader. He had his own band, Fruco y Los Tesos. He had the spin-off band, the Latin Brothers. There was the band Afro Sound that capitalized on like the chicha sound coming out of Peru. And Waganda Kenya was kind of the champeta Afrobeat kind of answer to a lot of these bands coming out. So we got a Shakala Odei, which is a cover of a Fela Kuti song called Shakara.
rima. Y la sempre. Sacará. Hago mi chocolate, ¿qué pasará? La sacará. Ina, ínalo. La sacará. Ah. Guay, ¿qué acabó ese hombre? Guay. La sacará. Easy. Mande tu gacha. La sacará, Easy. La sacará, lo oye. La sacará, después la sacarán, oye. Tengo a Mesangore, ese Auris, PLC, y sí, Sinandú.
So that was Uganda Kenya playing Shakalaude, covered by Fela Kuti. We're going to hear now some Bloque and Carlos Vives. Carlos Vives, it's really important because Carlos Vives pretty much opens the ears of a whole generation for all these like music and instruments and colors and rhythms that for many years were just like pretty much buried in the Colombian countryside. So when he comes out with Clásicos de la Provincia in 1994, 1995, it was really like important for a bunch of people to like start like really appreciating Colombian music on a different way.
That was the first time I heard Gaita on a popular record was Carlos Vives.
Absolutely. That was like the first time that a lot of people listen to the instrument and start really understanding that Colombian music was like cool and like rich and like amazing.
Because a lot of times it takes like somebody else saying that it's okay and acceptable before you say, oh, okay. Oh yeah, I guess what my country has is good enough to offer.
Yes, and the most important thing is that Carlos Vives find a way to put together an amazing band. Pablo Bernal on the drums and Gilbert Martinez on the hand drums and El Papa on the bass guitar.
El Papa.
And beautiful thing is that these guys, whenever the rehearsal was over and Carlos was like away, they just like start jamming and they start creating these like amazing music that was like way more alternative and risky and edgy. And then they came out with this amazing album that is like, from my point of view, like the perfect blend of rock guitars and funk rhythms and soul and gaita. It's like a beautiful stew of like music from the States and from countryside Colombia. And from this album, we are gonna hear this song called Daño en el Baño.
Como el viento, ella es el mismo material del que son mis sueños. This is Eric, Nico, and Jaime from Superfónicos. We're an Austin band, and we're guest DJs today on KUTX Austin. This next song is a funk instrumental, which was released back in 1969 by the Meters, and it's called Sissy Strut.
That was the Meters with Sissy Strut, and it doesn't get much funkier than that. You got George Porter Jr. on the bass, you got Zigaboo on the drums. I mean, you could do anything on top of that, and it will work. Super funky. Up next, we got Jimi Hendrix. Got to give it up to Jimi. A tune called Bold as Love, and actually, it wasn't this particular song, but the very first song I played live in front of a group of people with a quote-unquote band, just some buddies of mine when I was 13, we played Fire, Jimi Hendrix Fire, at my friend's bar mitzvah. And oh man, that was like an eye-opening experience. Playing Fire at a bar mitzvah, it was interesting.
Well, yeah, every Jimi Hendrix song is great, and you know it was super hard to pick a song or a track by Jimi Hendrix that kind of had some kind of significance to me, but this one had so much significance because I was given this track by a friend, and when I was 15, he was 8 years older, and he said, you have to learn Jimi Hendrix, and here's a track. And I learned this song, and it changed my life forever. Bold as Love, that was it. I was hooked after that.
Anger, he smiles towering and shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters, take them for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bold as love. Yeah. They're all bold as love. Yeah. They're all bold as love. Just ask the Axis. My red is so confident he flashes trophies of war. And ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's fighting like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a, yeah, I'm bold as love. Yeah, yeah. He knows everything.
This is KUTX 98.9, and this is Superfónicos. This is my KUTX. They gave us the keys to the studio, and we're taking over for the next hour. And we're playing you tracks that have moved and motivated us, inspired our newest release, Suelta, which is out now everywhere. Go find it. And up next, we've got Gil Scott-Heron, who I think is really underappreciated for what he did for funk music, soul music, really an innovator in early rap as well. Some people credit him as being one of the first rap artists. And one thing I really like about Gil Scott-Heron was he was never afraid to speak his mind about what was happening around him and the social problems, and really drawing light and to what was happening in the community. And this next track is called The Bottle. And it's got some funky, funky bass. It's got some killer flute by Brian Jackson. And the message is right on point. It's about the dangers of alcoholism and how it fractures the backbone of society, which we all know is the family. And once the family is fractured, everything else goes down from there. This tune's called The Bottle.
Oh, uno, dos. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drank full time and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared? His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman waiting to pay for bottle. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time people in a bottle, there's people living in a bottle. Listen to me, see that sister, her shirt was fine, but she's finally drinking wine in a bottle. She told me
I'm
This is Superfónicos. We're here in the studio. This is my KUTX. You just heard Lee Perry with a duo of Congolese musicians. You got Seke Molenga and Kalo Kawongolo, and doing some really unique stuff there. It was late 70s Black Ark Lee Perry production with Congolese flavor. Definitely a different record than what was the norm at that time. Sharing with you the dangers of eating bad food. Eat good food, people. It's your health. It's your life. Up next, we got Son Palenque with a tune called La Zorro No No Nona. That might have been too many No No Nonas, but really funky track. We got some really cool saxophone in here. Son Palenque from Cartagena doing some really great stuff. They're still around today. They're doing some really far out stuff. Zorro No No Nona, Son Palenque. This is Nico,
Jaime,
and Eric
with Superfónicos, and we are wrapping up our My KUTX experience. We've had a blast playing for you some inspirations from our upcoming album, Suelta, out now. To leave you guys, we want to play a tune by Petrona Martinez, and it's called La Vida Vale La Pena. Life is Worth the Pain. And the This is a great outro because Petrona Martinez is one of the living legends of the bullerengue tradition, which is not widely known out of Colombia. So here it is, Petrona Martinez, La Vida Vale La Pena. Superfónicos, MyKUTX, Huepaje.
Huepaje.
Catch us at ACL Fest, October 14th. Don't miss us.
Tito Stage.
Bueno.
Cuando vine a Palenquito, yo vi la vida en un hoyo. Me dediqué con mis hijos a sacar.